You know, you're always hearing just now about whether people's decisions in politics are ruled by their heads or ruled by their hearts. And we found that with surveys you can get so far, but we were hoping that if we had a wee look at how our bodies work, at how our hormones work, and later we're going to even invite people maybe to do some brain scanning, we could maybe get some different pictures about what actually helps us to make decisions and what different contexts we make different decisions in.
So it's trying to prove whether it's actually your heart or your head that's making the decision.
Yeah, we're hoping that we can actually really see if there is a physiological response that's different when you're trying to make a calculated decision, whether it is more emotionally driven, and that would show up in your hormone levels as maybe being linked to fear or excitement, or whether it's more of the rational calculated, am I benefiting or am I not benefiting? And we'll look at that in relation to your hormone levels and see whether they tally up, and whether they tally up with your answer to a survey about how you actually think you feel about this decision.
Specifically men you're trying to get. Why are you after men?
In this particular case, because of the hormones we're testing, they show up faster in men. So for this one case where we're doing a pilot, we want to really use the best test case, and so men are the best ones for that. If this proves to work and that we get this different information that shows us something different from the surveys, then we'll do it on men and women, and we'll also expand it to different hormones as well.
How difficult is it to get that kind of information from people?
Oh, it's very, very easy, actually. You don't even have to be able to spit accurately. We'll take tiny samples of your hormones that you just drool into a straw. It might not be very dignified, but it's really, really very easy to get a hold of, and then we'll send it away to be calculated. Completely anonymous, and only we will be able to tie up the data.
And how do you work it out then?
We have a whole series of statistical calculations that we'll do, but we also use labs who will take away and do assays and check what the shifts are in the different samples at the different time points. So it's very, very careful recording of when it was taken, exactly how that relates to the point that they are playing the game, and then we'll get somebody much smarter than me to do really good statistical calculations on it.
So there's quite a lot of science in this rather than politics and social science.
Yeah. The really exciting thing about this project is it really is right at the interface between, we have psychologists, social scientists, political scientists like myself, psychiatrists, cognitive neuroscientists, and people from brain imaging sciences all involved in it. And then we will use the biological sciences to test the hormones as well. So it's really exciting. It gives us a new way of maybe finding something out about political behaviour.